task. Back, I told you, we started way before 1983. And we had formed an organization raising money, and I told you about that. But we were raising money, but the name of that was ASK, coming from ask, seek, and knock in the scripture. And so we want to get back to asking God, but not only just asking God and not only just saying, Lord, we want this and we need this and do that. No, I'm available. Say that to God now, Lord, I'm available. I'm available. Maybe I've been doing a lot, but am I doing the right thing? Or am I just sitting too much and not doing what I could do? Told you about that puzzle. It's a pretty picture. I took it apart the other day because I said it's just taking up space. But when it was done, there was one piece that had been lost, and it was not complete. So I'm saying to you in CFC and in this ministry, don't be the missing piece. Say that. So I will not be the missing piece. If you are listening and you're a member of CFC or if you are a partner with this ministry, I will not be the missing piece. For God has a plan for CFC. We're talking about CFC tonight. We're talking about this part of the body of Christ. If you're born again, no matter what your church name is, you're a member of the body of Christ. You are our brother or our sister. And if you're not born again, how about right now? How about right now? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. To everyone that believe. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do what the word says. Do what the word says. Call on his name. Receive him as Lord and Savior. He loves you so much. He gave all that he had for you and for me. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that when I didn't know him or didn't know whether I knew him, somebody prayed for me. Somebody preached the gospel the best they knew how until I could believe and receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And then it went further. And then got filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So he said, ask of me, CFC. God has a plan for us to ask him to thrust out laborers into the harvest to preach this unadulterated gospel. It doesn't change. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He is the living Word. And he says, I don't change. The same yesterday, today, and forever. God has a purpose and a plan for CFC. And you are part of this body. You out there are part of this body. And God says, I have a plan for CFC. Connect, connect, connect. And become a part, an active part of carrying this gospel to the world. I've assigned people to you, the Lord says. He's assigned people to me. Don't miss the opportunity to live a life that they can follow Jesus. If I'm following him. And if you are following and you are following me, I'll lead you to Jesus. You may have gotten off track somewhere. You may have gotten off this is the straight way. You may have gone zigzag and backwards, but come, he said, repent. I'm going to share something with you on the end if I can wait till the end. But he said, tell him I'm soon to return. Jesus is soon to return. Jesus is soon to return. Well, say they've been saying that for thousands of years. One day. It's like 1,000 years with God. And 1,000 years like one day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Israel was in bondage in Egypt for more than 400 years. But God had made Abraham a promise. He said, I'm going to bring them out. Oh, did he ever bring them out in glory? Did he ever bring them out in power? Did he ever bring them out in might? The Lord said to tell you, whatever situation that you're in now, if it's not a good situation, whatever sickness or disease that may have attacked your body, whatever bad relationship you may have incurred, whatever situation you've done that has taken you away from God and from the Word, and even maybe from your home training, whatever the situation is, he says, you're not too far gone. My love never stops. It never fails. It never ends. I am God. I don't have time to go there, but Isaiah 42 and 43 and 45 talks about God, what he says about himself. He said, I am the Lord thy God. I am the Lord God. And beside me, there is none other. He said, at one point, he said, is there any other God? He said, I know not of any. Shout hallelujah. And I think somewhere in one of those scriptures, it said, how foolish can you be? You go out and cut a tree. You fashion your gods and you worship them. And what's left from making the gods that you worship? You heat your house. You cook your food with the same wood that you worship. He said, I am the only God. I created heaven and earth and all things therein. He said, I made mankind and I love mankind. Had I not loved them, I wouldn't have given my son. Jesus said, if I hadn't loved you, I would not have died. I would have not allowed them to spit in my face and to slap my face and to pull the crowns of thorns on my head. Had I not loved you?